Welcome to LOL, Lando on Life, episode number 3. Today, in the next 5 minutes, I'll try to discuss something that definitely has been a game changer in my own life and hopefully will inspire you as well. You know, there's certain questions that a person has to ask themselves if they really want to be happy. As a matter of fact, in Hebrew, the state of happiness would be called bisimcha, in happiness, which is exactly the same letters as the word machshava, which means thought or reflection. If a person wants to live their life in a state of simcha, bisimcha, they need machshava. It doesn't happen by itself. You need to think, you need to reflect, and you need to ask yourself 5 questions. And you need to own these 5 questions. Here are the 5 questions. Number 1, what is your goal in life? Do you live your life just on the fly, kind of in autopilot or cruise control, or do you actually have goals that you are living your life to accomplish? Question number 2, how do you spend your spare time? Many of us don't even think of us. So what happens almost always when we have a little bit of spare time? Well, comes out our phone. Now, we're not really doing anything, we're on our phone. And it's not really spare time because there is no such thing as spare time. It's just because we have no plan of what we need to accomplish when we don't have our schedule. So what do? We pull out our phones. You can look at this anywhere. Any segment of the American population, whether it's high school kids, adults, college kids, the moment that the program is over, that the meeting is over, that whatever they're doing is over, the phone comes out. That's not called spending your spare time. That's called wasting your time. And unfortunately, there ain't no spare time. Question number 3, what is the motivation for what we do? Why do we do so many things? You have to ask yourself these questions. Why do I spend a lot of time on social media? What's my motivation for doing it? And is it real? What's my motivation for trying to make a lot of money? Is it fame? Is it comfort? Is it giving for my family? We need to ask this question to ourselves. Question number 4, what really makes me happy? Not what makes me feel comfortable or what gives me pleasure, but what really makes me feel happy. And if you don't know the definition of the word happy, you need to come up with an accurate definition. It's not such an easy thing to define. It's actually quite complex to define. I've heard a great definition, which I think resonated with me, which is that happiness lies at the intersection between pleasure and meaning. If you don't have the meaning, or you don't have the thought about the meaning, and you just have the pleasure, well, is that real pleasure? Not sure. Something we need to ask ourselves. Another question. Question number 5. What are your real dreams, your secret dreams and ambitions? This is very similar to the first question, which what is your goal in life? But goals are more finite. Goals are more concrete. But a person has to dream the impossible dream, DID. They don't want to just live their life, you know, good. They need to live their life awesome. And what does a person have to do to accomplish those secret dreams, those secret ambitions? And I urge you to take these 5 questions, write them down on a piece of paper, not on your phone or on your computer, on a piece of paper, and try to come up with a comprehensive answer. Because if you do, it'll seriously upgrade your life. And if you want to be really brave, spend time answering these questions with the person you love, your husband, your wife, a child, a friend. A, it'll help you understand them better. It'll help them understand you better. And more importantly, it'll objectively flush out your purpose for existence. And when a person has machshava, when they reflect, when they think about things properly, then they have a life that's bisimcha, a life that's full of happiness. There's so much unhappiness in the world around us. And so many people are doing so many things to numb the feelings of unhappiness, but that just festers more unhappiness and it ups the ante. They just need to do things that are more and more extravagant and physically pleasurable because they need to numb that inner yearning for happiness, that inner yearning for purpose, for meaning. So don't be like everybody else. Distinguish yourself. Take the time. Write these questions down. Answer these questions. And if you come up with a good understanding, or at least a decent understanding, you're able to have a plan, your life will be upgraded so much more substantially. I wish you so much success in trying to answer these questions, coming up with the appropriate answers, inculcating them into your life, taking the time to reflect. And my blessing is that your life is filled bisimcha, with moments, with incidents, with a life full of simcha, a life full of happiness. This is Rabbi Landau with Landau on Life. Hope to see you next week.